Deerfoot in the Mountains. One on the gently sloping side of a low mountain near the Colorado-Wyoming line can be plainly seen a circular path of about 200 feet in diameter. The road connecting the Rambler Copper Mines with Laramie passes within 10 miles of the place. When the curious observer climbs to the spot, whose path shows distinctly from a distance, he cannot detect a sign of the Mystic Circle. Various theories have been offered in explanation of this phenomenon, but as yet none has proved satisfactory. Two statement of Apapaalk, a member of the Blackfoot tribe, given to Reverend J. Y. Dilworthy, missionary, on the 21st of October, 1869. The famous Standard Juveniles. Published by the John C. Winston Co. Philadelphia. Edward S. Ellis. Edward S. Ellis, the popular writer of boys' books, is a native of Ohio, where he was born somewhat more than a half century ago. His father was a famous hunter and rifle shot, and it was doubtless his exploits and those of his associates, with their tales of adventure which gave the son his taste for the breezy backwoods and for depicting the stirring life of the early settlers on the frontier. Mr. Ellis began writing at an early age and his work was acceptable from the first. His parents removed to New Jersey while he was a boy and he was graduated from the state normal school and became a member of the faculty while still in his teens. He was afterward principal